Hello, I'm Tim Cochran with the Radio Academy podcast. This week, looking back with our 2023 specs on at some of the things that have been spoken about at previous Radio Academy festivals, some of it fascinating. Some really interesting thoughts to spark a discussion, and that is because this year's Radio Academy Festival is fast approaching, Tuesday the 12th of September, in fact, in London. And to reflect on some of those past moments is my guest today, Dixie Stewart, the chair of the Radio Academy Festival and an audio guru, frankly, with 30 years experience making radio programmes like Women's Hour, podcasts like Fortunately with Fee and Jane, and more recently, a key figure in delivering current strategies and planning the future of radio and audio at the BBC.
Hello, it's very nice to meet you, Tim.
So we're going to listen back and reflect on some great Radio Academy Festival moments in years gone by. But before we do that, a quick rundown of what is coming up on this year in just a couple of weeks' time.
Oh my goodness, Tim, have we got some names for you. It's going to be the most fantastic radio festival. I can tell you, we have, and this is hot off the press, that we have got, get this, both Vernon Kay in conversation with Victoria Derbyshire about his new show on Radio 2. We're also going to be hearing from Ken Bruce. Isn't that both sides of the biggest story, certainly in linear radio this year, I'd say in the audio world. We've got some amazing names across our ARIA's winners stage. Ramesh Ranganathan is going to be there. Fleur East is going to be there. We've got Craig Charles. We've got the BBC's Director of Speech, Mohit Bakaya. It's so rich and so wonderful. On the main stage, hosted by Sean Keaveney, the main stage, which is going to be wonderful. I think a lot of people remember what a brilliant job he did last year. The first session is going to be absolutely fascinating. That's a broadcast futurist called Daniel Anstandig. He is an expert in data-driven audience engagement and sales intelligence technology. I've heard a lot of people have told me how brilliant he is, what a great speaker, and the difference that his insight has made into the way that they're thinking about our business. The theme for this year's festival is sound connections. It's about how we connect through audio. And what I'm personally very interested in, it's a huge philosophical question, I think, for everyone in the audio industry. Will AI propel closer connections with audiences, or will actually undermine the authenticity, which is the very hallmark of radio and audio and what we all love about it? We've also got a wonderful session coming up from a guy called Jay Richards, who runs a company called Imagine Insights. And that's looking at the connections, the audio connections between Gen Z and Gen Alpha. We've got the author, the podcaster, former chief economist at Spotify, Will Page, connecting us with the British music industry, the difference that AI will make there, but also exploring that kind of what he calls the Wild West of podcasts. That's going to be really fascinating. And we've got the NHS psychologist and host of Radio 4's wonderful show, Life Changing, Dr. Sian Williams, exploring the impact that difficult and disruptive situations and hard stories that can cause us to disconnect with people. And she'll be sharing practical tools on how we keep ourselves and our teams together.
Fantastic. And I'd just add, there's plenty of time to make a few connections of your own with some networking across the day. And it has been known to go on late into the night. Now, Dixie, what I have here are some great moments from previous Radio Academy festivals. And I thought this would demonstrate that things spoken about this year are going to lead the conversation in our industry in the years ahead, because some of them seem quite prophetic when you listen back to them. So firstly, this is David Lloyd from 2017, talking about the power of radio, storytelling and advertising.
Can we break away from the norms of yesteryear? Because when you think about it, a lot of advertising now that you hear is derivative of very old media. And the other thing is, we have so much insight now. I mean, how much more insight do we have into our medium now compared to 1976? Every programmer really knows exactly what works. And it's not just radio. Of course, we heard earlier on about podcasts. You know where they stop. We know when they stop listening. With social media, you know what flies and what doesn't. We really understand that. That's the sort of insight, the quality of insight we now have to play with. 6 years ago, Ofcom changed the rules. We have some of the most flexible rules in the world now on brand integration. We can do what we like. Have we taken advantage of them? I don't think we really have. There's so much more we can do in that space. You know, look at television with the knitted ad break and the Anton Deck win an ad break and that sort of stuff, and the meerkats on Coronation Street. You know, you can no longer just shout at people with advertising. You've got to give something back, some entertainment, some value. And just one final point from me. If radio were invented today, would we really have 12 minutes of interruptive ads and still acquire the audience as we currently have? If we're going to continue to excite listeners and excite clients, we've got to share the understanding. It's for all of us to play a part in that, a fresh look at commercial communications, and we as programmers have got to contribute to that debate. We know what works, we know what persuades, we know how to talk to listeners.
I can only imagine there was a standing ovation at that point. How do you reflect listening to that 6 years on?
Well, it's interesting. I remember David Lloyd saying this at the time. I mean, who knew that we would have the tools to connect in the way that we do? I would say, though, it's interesting, and it will be fascinating. I hope David's going to be there, because I'd love to hear him put some questions to Daniel in our session at the top about AI and how that will, you know, the impact that that is having and will have on the future of the business. Interestingly, though, I do think that we shouldn't ever lose our capacity to be surprised and to not to know what connects with people, because sometimes there are those things, aren't there, that happen and you think, oh, who knew that people would respond to that? And I think, you know, it's part of being human, I guess, is that we don't always, we can't put everything through data. You know, we can't know everything as a result of the data that we have to hand. I always think of that Clifford Stoll quote, you know, the scientist Clifford Stoll, that data isn't information, information isn't knowledge, knowledge isn't understanding, and understanding isn't wisdom. And I think as broadcasters, we have to trust our wisdom about what connects with people and what connects with audiences. So, yeah, it'd be fascinating. I mean, you know, it's an ongoing conversation, isn't it? And it's certainly a conversation that we're going to continue at the Radio Festival this year.
Working at Virgin Radio, what popped into my head was the different approach to advertising on a commercial radio station that we have seen there, with talent brought from the BBC and clearly where listeners are used to a free-flowing format, and so therefore having an advertiser who has bought effectively The Breakfast Show and Graham Norton Show at the weekend. It is something that we hadn't seen 6 years ago.
The more we can innovate, I would say that audio has always been the most innovative medium, and the more we can be flexible and find different ways to approach the business challenges that we have, we know that we can do this. We know that we're flexible. We know that we can come up with the most wonderful creative solutions. And that's what you're seeing on Virgin and in other places. And that's, you know, more power to our elbow, I'd say, as an industry for doing that.
The ARIA Awards branded content category has showcased some amazing things that have been going on there. So, yeah, I think a lot of people have took heed of David Lloyd's words and are on the same page with him. But like you say, we've got a different conversation with data and AI and things, which that's going to push the conversation on at this year's Radio Academy Festival. So next clip is from the Radio Academy Festival in 2017 and a session called Podcast WTF. And this is Ruth Fitzsimmons, then head of podcasting at Audio Boom, sharing some insights and some experience on what was still at that point a relatively new frontier for the audio industry.
Apple isn't dead.
I didn't write that question.
Yeah, it's not going to be because at the moment they're about 60% of the market. We're interesting to see who else is coming in. We've just done a deal with Deezer, so podcasts will be available inside of Deezer in July, I think. I think there's loads of other platforms. I think Spotify, it would be good to see them increase what they do and diversify and actually just push forward how to find it, discoverability. The biggest issue in Europe, and I say Europe as a whole, is that Apple isn't as dominant, and when Apple isn't as dominant and you've more fragmentation, we don't have an inbuilt app on the front of every single Android device that allows you to find a podcast. Yeah. And that, you could argue it was Serial that did the podcast revolution, or you could say, well, just having it on your front screen makes a really big difference.
So Dixie, since Ruth was talking about that, Spotify have very much entered the podcast market. What's your reading of the landscape and in the context of what Ruth was talking about?
She's sounding quite prophetic there, isn't she? It's interesting. I mean, who knows where it'll go next? I would say that smart speakers have made a huge amount of difference. I would say the landscape. What's so exciting about it? And that excitement is part of what we'll be exploring at the Radio Festival this year, is that it is still evolving and evolving so fast, and that we are finding new ways to connect. I mean, at the heart of this, it is still the thing that happens through audio that we are able to make those to go deep and meaningfully into people's lives in a way that matters to them. That's what sound, that's what audio does, that's what radio has always done. The means through which we do that will continue to evolve. I mean, certainly one of the things that I'm finding at the moment is I'm talking to a lot of television companies and finding that they are extending their interest into the audio market, both as a proof of concept for TV shows, but also as a way of extending their reach and impact of the stories that we're telling. At the heart of all of this, as we've said, stories and how you connect those stories to people's lives in a way that really matters to them.
Absolutely. And that actually, Dixie, leads me on quite nicely to this other clip from Ruth Fitzsimmons from the same session. Rather than talking about the delivery method here, talking about content.
I think especially when you're talking to people who come from either a very radio background or a brand background, they want it to be completely polished because that is how we are trained to make things. So we're like, you know, if there's a whisper aside or there's something falls off the table, we're like, just edit that out. And the thing is actually, the audience often loves those things because it sounds very real and sounds very dynamic. While traditional forms of, you know, radio are often kind of very beautifully crafted and often kind of slickly edited. Podcasting can often be meandering and kind of go into different areas, but people are listening in a very different way. The patience is there to kind of commit to something. So, you know, I think still people want lovely tricks with audio, they still want lots of creativity, but they also kind of want to feel like there's a real person kind of connected to it, that there's kind of some quirkiness in there.
I've got two thoughts listening to that that I'd love to ask you about and get your thoughts more generally. But one, I guess, has attention spans dipped a little bit? Ruth talked about the way that podcasts have expanded the amount of time people will commit to something. I certainly, when I look at my kids, they're scrolling through TikTok and stuff, and I wonder if it could even be a divergence with different audiences at different ages. And also, has podcasting changed the content that we hear on the radio because people's expectations and what they like has shifted? That and anything else you want to throw into the mix, Dixie?
I think those are really interesting points, actually. I think that one of the things we've seen, I've noticed, is that I think radio has been informed by, it's been shaped and changed by podcasts, and podcasts have been shaped and changed by radio, actually. And at the heart of this is it's the fact that if you're a good radio broadcaster, you're going to be a good podcaster, because I think, you know, the essence of both, it's about communicating with people. It's interesting, I remember when I was doing Fortunately podcast with Jane Garvey and Fee Glover, Radio 4 had come, it was the first podcast they ever did, and it was interesting. I knew, as I had never made a podcast before, but I knew that Jane and Fee would be really good at doing it because I had worked with them both in radio and I knew what good broadcasters they were. And because of that, I was very confident about taking them off the script and just saying, look, just chat, just have the kind of conversation that I would like to eavesdrop on, because that's what's going to be good as a podcast. That's what will work here. That's what will make people, bring people to this thing that we're creating. What's interesting is I think when I listen to how you hear more informality, certainly I think a lot of the work that's been done in recent years on Radio 4, you listen to people like Amal Rajan on the Today programme, you know, he's, that informal style and approach is coming back often from podcasts to broadcasts, I think. But equally, I think a lot of podcasts are understanding that a more structured approach and polished content can often be more impactful than length. So what we're seeing is tighter, more structured podcasts, but we're also seeing more relaxed and more conversational broadcasts. And that's been a wonderful thing to see, that sort of dynamism and the two, you know, podcast and radio sort of learning from each other, I think, which has been, you know, a joy to my heart, certainly. I think in terms of people's attention spans, that's a really interesting one, because I noticed the same with my kids. But they do listen to podcasts. I think there is still an appetite for things, for in-depth discussion, for things that are a bit more long form, things that can hold their attention. I think the key is about getting attention to start with. As we know, it's a crowded market space. There's a lot out there. We are seeing, and this will be a fascinating thing to look at, the information we're now getting about how long people stay with a podcast once they, or stay with a broadcast once they start listening to it. That's going to be informative. I think what we want is a mixed economy of kind of short form and long form, but making sure that the form and the duration is really doing the best for whatever story or whatever content is being shared.
And like you say, themes that will be picked up at this year's Radio Academy Festival. But I want to take you back now to 2016. And this was a magic moment. I think I might have saved the best till last. A session talking about risk in radio and the thoughts of Bob Mortimer. And the first voice you'll hear is the host for that session, Jeff Lloyd.
Risk from a radio commissioner's point of view is always to do with offensiveness, or do you think risk is perceived like in putting somebody new on? Or like Bob, you've done some of the most like original comedy of the past 30 years. Have you knocked up much against people saying, oh, people won't get it, it's a bit too weird?
When I look back over the last 25 years, it's the presence of the editorial or commissioning voice that simply stops you taking risk. Just the very presence of that person there with their agendas and so on stops in that. The only really vaguely innovative things we did was the first two series that we ever did, and my memory of that is that that was just done in a bubble with me and Jim. We had no editorial person on our back, or no commissioner. And now we have. It just seems like an entirely different world. I mean, the beauty of the podcast area in the net is that you don't have anyone. When I look at the radio landscape, it just seems like a huge slab of nostalgia to me. It's for my teenage kids listening to, say, Grimshaw or Chris Evans or whatever, is like when I was young and my parents would listen to Arthur Askey. You know, this seems from an entirely different generation to where my 18-year-olds live in. They don't live in a scheduled, you listen to Chris Evans do a competition to win wafers or whatever. You know, it means absolutely nothing to them. So it just feels like the risk is to abandon that nostalgia approach to radio, to abandon the scheduling. Although, so, you know, the kind of middle classness of some of the more highbrow ones is just kind of, that would be the risk, to abandon that structure.
Yeah, it's lovely to hear Bob, isn't it? And he's right, you know. It made me laugh. The winning wafers does take me back to my radio listening childhood. But he makes a really, really important point, I think. It's absolutely true what he says about editorial presence maybe inhibiting the risks and the freedoms that people have to express themselves more freely. And that, I think, goes back to what we were saying about how radio, the informality that radio has picked up from the podcast form, and that how that has refreshed a lot of linear broadcasting. I think we should never, ever, radio must never, ever lose its capacity to take risks, because that is where so much new and innovative content has come from, both in terms of speech and in terms of music. As we know, broadcasters are creative people. What we need to do is find spaces where creative people can be creative. And actually, that's been one of the beautiful and wonderful things about podcasts, is that it has increased the play space, hasn't it? It's increased the canvas for creativity, for our audio creativity. And it's enabled people like Bob Mortimer to try different things. And we would never, ever want to limit or lose that in any way at all. The other thing that I would really say that I think is fascinating about this, it's been wonderful to hear broadcasters find a new and different and more creative voice arguably, in a podcast space. So you think of podcasts like The News Agents, you know, Emily and John and Lewis, Liberated in that podcast space. You think of people like Alistair Campbell, Rory Stewart, you know, what they're finding with their podcast. You think of some of the things, you know, who would have ever thought Shagged, Married, Annoyed would have been such a hit. Now coming back to TV, Chris and Rosie Ramsey, that's a wonderful thing to see. So actually, that creativity has moved and shifted and morphed into all sorts of other areas and places. And it just goes to show what a sort of dynamo audio is for when it comes to, you know, creativity, I'd say, across the board.
My thanks to Dixie Stewart for the brilliant input there. And there you go, a demonstration from moments from years gone by of the kind of conversations which get started at the Radio Academy Festival, which lead the conversation for the years ahead and which stay relevant, as you've just heard, years later. It's a gathering of minds and a gathering of friends, new connections for anyone working in or aspiring to work in audio, broadcasting, podcasting, sound creatives and the rest. The full details and the lineup at radioacademy.org, and I hope you'll join us there.